Picture this, New Year's Day 2017. Brutal hangover, another resolution broken. This was my reality, a successful 30-year-old who couldn't stick to her just a few drinks plan. For years, I'd convinced myself drinking was normal and necessary, using alcohol as my social lubricant and emotional crutch, while ignoring how profoundly disconnected I felt from my authentic self. This isn't just a story for those with obvious drinking problems. It's for anyone sensing alcohol might be holding them back from their fullest potential. What if your curiosity about sobriety isn't about having a problem, but about recognizing an opportunity? What if that tiny voice questioning your relationship with alcohol is actually alerting you that you're meant for more than what you can accomplish under alcohol's hazy influence? I spent nearly a year attempting moderation because abstinence terrified me. Despite trying reset breaks, drinking plans, and strict limitations, moderation ultimately demanded more effort than it provided freedom. After cleanses and challenges, I'd inevitably return to old habits, wasting mental energy and eroding my self-confidence. We've placed alcohol on such a pedestal, believing it both enhances joy and soothes pain, that we naturally resist removing it. Gretchen Rubin suggests we're inherently either moderators or abstainers. Moderators avoid absolutes, while abstainers find complete elimination easier than occasional indulgence. As an all-or-nothing person, this insight freed me from shame and helped me view abstinence as liberation rather than restriction. Alcohol isn't designed for moderation. It causes dependency and loosens inhibitions, making refusal progressively harder after the first drink. We've created a narrative where failing at moderation makes us failures, when we're simply holding ourselves to unrealistic expectations. My love affair with alcohol began innocently. I was a self-conscious young woman desperate to fit in. In college, alcohol became my magical elixir, transforming me from awkward outsider to party girl. Despite regrettable behavior and brutal hangovers, I stayed in this toxic relationship for years. What makes quitting difficult isn't physical dependency, but our elaborate fantasies about alcohol's magical abilities. These romanticized beliefs form before our first drink, through childhood observations of adults relaxing with drinks, and media portrayals like Sex and the City, where cosmopolitans signified sophistication. I spent my 20s upgrading from cheap vodka to proper cocktails, believing this made me sophisticated, while using alcohol to mask insecurities and numb emotional discomfort. By 29, the party girl lifestyle felt hollow. I moved to Austin seeking transformation, but discovered, wherever you go, there you are. I hadn't done the inner work needed for change. Understanding your psychological relationship with alcohol reveals how it has infiltrated your life through fantasies and helps you recognize patterns you can intentionally change. Despite outward success, a master's degree, great job, beautiful home, I felt profoundly stuck at 30. After years of adding things to improve my life, I realized I needed to subtract instead. The math was clear. Alcohol had to go. The hours spent preparing for drinking events, drinking, and recovering add up to humbling numbers. Alcohol creates a subtle fog that muffles your inner guide, your source of clarity and creativity, while amplifying your inner critic, the voice of judgment, fear, and doubt. This manifests as anxiety during hangovers, but regular drinking increases your inner critic's power over time. Even as a high achiever, you likely don't notice this fog causing slower movement, negative thinking, and reduced motivation. You're still functioning, but at just a fraction of your capacity. Physically, alcohol is a toxin that damages cells throughout your body. Even moderate drinking impairs organ functions, degrades cognition, interferes with digestion, suppresses immunity, decreases sex drive, and worsens anxiety and depression. These effects accumulate gradually, making them easy to overlook. Despite popular belief, there are no real health benefits to alcohol. Those antioxidants in wine can be obtained from fruits without ingesting what amounts to lighter fluid. Most of us fear sitting with our emotions. Without proper tools, we turn to alcohol to numb overwhelming feelings. Our parents often modeled contradictory emotional behavior, having angry outbursts while punishing us for anger, or hiding tears while discouraging crying. These unvalidated childhood emotions create adult struggles that lead us to alcohol as an emotional crutch. Drinking functions as an emotional life jacket, creating the illusion of emotional competence while preventing full emotional experience. While alcohol numbs negative emotions, it simultaneously diminishes positive ones. Numb the dark and you numb the light. Even during celebrations, alcohol doesn't amplify good feelings, but rather prevents fully internalizing them. Cultivate emotional awareness by naming your emotions, using an emotion wheel, starting with core emotions before identifying more specific expressions. Replace numbing with self-soothing practices like hot pen journaling, unrestricted writing, primal experiencing, physical expression through movement, havening, self-soothing touch with breathing, and bilateral stimulation. Remember, you possess the capacity to experience your full emotional spectrum. This ability wouldn't exist if you couldn't handle it. During early sobriety in Mexico, I feared being the only sober person at an all-inclusive resort. Instead, I discovered the joy of missing out, JOMO, experiencing paradise fully present for swimming with dolphins, exploring ruins, and snorkeling. I wasn't missing anything valuable, only drunkenness, while gaining authentic experiences and vivid memories. Many mistakenly believe alcohol is necessary for fun. To find authentic enjoyment, approach activities with an open mind, reconnect with childhood interests, recognize that if something isn't fun sober, it's probably not fun at all, identify overwhelming environments, and establish boundaries like arriving early to events and leaving when meaningful connection fades. At a friend's wedding, I worried about seeming boring without alcohol. Committing that sobriety wouldn't equal dullness, I embraced the dance floor and had genuine fun. Years later, the bride still mentions how much fun I was. Life itself is inherently enjoyable without alcohol. By fully engaging your senses in every experience, you'll discover the world in vivid technicolor rather than alcohol's dulled haze. My biggest breakthrough in sobriety came when my inner guide revealed, "I see you doing big things in this world, but not with alcohol in the picture." Even without such clarity, your intuition has likely urging you to stop diluting yourself. You were guided here for a reason. Potential extends beyond professional achievement to becoming your authentic self across all dimensions: personal fulfillment, emotional capacity, relationships, career, and spiritual connection. You've sensed your extraordinary nature, but got trapped in ordinary patterns while expecting extraordinary results. Your alcohol-free journey puts you at the forefront of a wellness revolution. Your role isn't to preach, but to demonstrate how vibrant life can be without alcohol. Without this obstacle, you'll discover your true capabilities: emotional depth, authentic relationships, career fulfillment, and spiritual connection. This isn't about deprivation, but creating a life so beautiful that alcohol becomes insignificant. We need you awake. We need your unique contribution to the world. This is your invitation to unbottle your extraordinary potential.